As we go through these early returns, we're joined by Andy Cohut. He's the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. And as we look at these results, which show John Kerry the winner, Howard Dean coming in second, what does this say about Howard Dean's base, his ability to hold on to those voters who were so passionate about him earlier in this election season?
Well, he's held on to them better than he did in Iowa, where he lost the liberal vote. Which was pretty remarkable. Somebody said in his campaign claimed that this was his finest hour. Well, that's not true. His finest hour was 2 months ago when he had a 20-point lead among the people who decided 2 months ago. But he's done better than he did a week ago, but not very well. And you know what one of the surprises is we were talking about earlier about how the independents are the wild card in New Hampshire? They're not the wild card here. Kerry did a little bit better, 40 to 29 over Dean among independents, but among Democrats, we get about the same vote. So neither of these candidates really captured the imagination of independent voters. Liberals who are more Democratic tended to vote for Dean a little bit more, but we don't see the kind of difference that independents made, for example, 4 years ago when they propelled McCain over Bush. So we have a lack of surprise as our surprise when it comes to the independent wild card in this campaign.
Well, as the campaign stage is filling up there at Kerry headquarters, as we await to hear from him, we see quite a few veterans on the stage. But we had two candidates in this race who had sterling military records. Where did the vets go?
The vets went to Kerry. And they voted 2-1 over Kerry for Clark. And Clark didn't help himself, I think, in the final week. And people who watched the debate or paid close attention to the debate said it was important. Clark's vote was half of what it was, or 50% below what it was, among people who paid less attention to that debate.
And that's very important in New Hampshire, where such a large percentage of households have a veteran in the House.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Andy Cohut of the Pew Research Center. We're talking about the results from New Hampshire, where John Kerry has won the primary. We're projecting that on the basis of exit polls. But by now, almost 60% of the actual vote has been tabulated, and Senator Kerry has a significant lead, more than 10 points over the apparent second-place finisher, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean.